Episode 37 for November 13th, 2016. Welcome to Weekly Reading with Quaz, where we experience as one body the Word of God. Our weekly podcast is available at weeklyreading.podomatic.com or on iTunes. This week's podcast is sponsored by Digital Marketing Partner, your marketing outsourcing partner. For more information, find them at d-m-p.us. And now, today's weekly reading. Malachi chapter 3, verses 19 through 20. Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts. But for you who fear my name, there will arise the Sun of Justice with its healing rays. Psalms 98, verses 5 through 9. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn, sing joyfully before the King, the Lord. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, the mountains shout with them for joy. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth, he will rule the world with justice and the peoples with equity. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. Brothers and sisters, you know how one must imitate us. For we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day we worked, so as not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have the right. Rather, we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you, so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. We hear that some are conducting themselves among you in a disorderly way, by not keeping busy but minding the business of others. Such people we instruct and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly and to eat their own food. Luke 21, verse 28. Alleluia, alleluia. Stand erect and raise your heads because your redemption is at hand. Alleluia, alleluia. Luke 21, verses 5 through 19. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Thank you for listening to Weekly Reading with Quaz. Feel free to leave any comments or feedback by emailing weeklyreading@outlook.com. Our sponsor again is Digital Marketing Partner. Visit them on the web at d-m-p.us or on Facebook at / Your Digital Marketing Partner, one word. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and feel free to share us. If you would like to sponsor or support this podcast, email us at weeklyreading@outlook.com. Thanks again. God bless.